I've read a lot into it, and I can see where it can be a good thing, privatizing it and kind of creating some competition in the market between the three different providers. They have good intentions of wanting to do this. It's just there's so many hiccups and road bumps along the way that are just going to be inevitable. I mean, there's never going to be a smooth transition with this amount of transition and everything, but they really want to try to get back to a better quality of care and rewarding healthcare providers with quality instead of quantity. And I think that's a good thing, but it's going to take a lot of people just really, really stepping up. I mean, it's not going to be the same as it was before for quite a while. And I think they just have to realize that the transition is going to be a lot harder than people realized it was going to be. So, I mean, once they get over the initial transitions and get all the providers actually networked, I mean, they're still working on getting their networks and everything set up, which, I mean, that's going to take some time. And at least they've set up a lot of safeguards and everything, like how when people get on the system, they have the 2 years to remain with their provider and everything before everything gets completely hammered down. So they put a lot of safeguards in because they know that there's going to be road bumps, but I mean, there's still going to be lots of problems with people on hold and trying to get claims through and get denied claims and stuff. And it's going to take a lot of cooperation between both the network providers and even the care providers.
And as an Iowa senator, what do you see your role as in oversight of that program?
It's really going to be just making sure everything continues to flow smoothly through the transition, because we've already jumped into it full force. I mean, it could have gone a lot more planning into it and everything before it's set up, but it's already going, and it's a downhill boulder that's rolling. So there's no stopping it. We can just try to guide it as much as possible in a safe manner. And I really think that it's going to take making sure the providers are held accountable to get their network sustained and make sure that they get everything up and going before too many people hit the deadline in December and everything and start getting into trouble with stuff.
Okay.